Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook.
Yeah, get off.
Listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And stay off. Not good for your health.
There's a Viking guy.
Follow us.
Kirk Cousins is in. Done deal already.
Oh, that's not true at all.
No, his insider sources say.
No, they can't even start negotiating.
Kirk Cousins is.
I guess they can, but they can't do any
done deal. Yeah. 10 years, $65 million.
You Viking fans.
Yeah, he's got 8 or 10 options, but he's not going to see what everybody says.
No,
exactly.
See what offers everybody could give him.
No, if you got a chance, you jump right on that Viking bandwagon.
He can go there now and see how cold it is. He's probably up there now. That's right. They have a picture of him waiting in line.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
It's like getting steak and shake at the Mall of America.
It said proof that he's a regular guy. What? He's allowed to butt because he's rich? No. That was just a weird comment somebody tweeted out. Proof that, it was Adam Schefter, I believe. Schefter said, proof that Cousins is a regular guy in line at the steak and shake. I said, yeah. He's a guy. You have to wait in line.
Remember when Flacco signed his big deal and they showed a picture of him going to McDonald's to get chicken McNuggets?
Yeah, but he was just in the drive-thru.
Doesn't mean I like him anymore than I did before.
Oh, they don't have guys to do that for him all the time?
He's just a regular dude. It's stupid, man. The NFL takes himself too seriously sometimes. Maybe Brady wouldn't be waiting in line. That's true, because that'd be below him.
Well,
he's like at a fast food place. I'm sorry, Craig, your mic's down. And he's standing. He's like two people behind the cash register. It's just Kirk Cousins. I'm thinking, so why is that a story?
Made it a story?
Well, no, it was a tweet from Adam Schefter. Kirk Cousins, a regular guy in line to Steak and Shake. Yeah, that's what he's doing. By the way, I might not recognize that guy walking down the street.
Because I
like football, and I don't care what he looks like.
Yeah, he's not my guy.
No, he's not my guy, exactly.
And Brady wouldn't be there because the food is good.
Oh, that's right.
He doesn't eat things that are good.
Yeah, his is hydroponic continuously.
That's a good greasy burger there.
The hydroponic burger?
And shoestring fries at the Steak and Shake.
Oh, is it really good?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So how are they working that at the Super Bowl? Is everybody taking a train? You got to go to the Mall of America and take a train from there?
I just heard ESPN Radio's there. I don't know why.
When they did the Super Bowl.
It's freezing ass cold, I know that.
Was it in New York City? Didn't everybody have to bus there?
Yeah, there was very, very little on-site parking, they said.
It was
shuttles.
Right. Yeah, because I know there's a train.
So you tell me Trey Wingo's not driving around the Mall of America looking for a spot at 4 in the morning to park?
Yeah, he probably
is. To go to his radio
is.
Show? Well, he would be, right.
But the day of the game, I think you've got to go to the Mall of America, hop on the train there.
Because it's downtown stadium, okay.
And then the train will take you to downtown Minneapolis, to U.S. Bank Stadium.
I have no interest.
Honestly, that's probably quicker. Because of all the security, restrictions. There's probably a perimeter around that building.
Oh, yeah.
And the dumbass Viking Uber drivers taking Eagle fans different places.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure that's working.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll shut down all the parking lots around the stadium.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the streets for probably 2 or 3 blocks in any direction from the building.
Yay, sports!
Yeah.
This isn't sports. We're talking national security
here. That's right. How you doing today, Craig?
Great, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, you said you're great yesterday, and you didn't tell me why.
So? I'm not going to tell you every day.
You might have been lying.
I tell
yesterday.
You tell somebody else. That's pretty soon true. Everybody knows. Yeah. Then I don't feel so great.
Why are you feeling great today?
Oh, it's National Get Up Day.
Oh, it's February 1st.
Oh.
We get rid of January. That's nice.
I thought you were excited
get up what?
about Groundhog's Day Eve.
No. It's because today is National Get Up Day.
You mean get up or like makes or just dress up?
Don't bother me with details.
Okay.
Okay, it's a day to share inspiring stories of perseverance and a reminder to always pick yourself up when you've fallen down, no matter the reason.
No, I'd rather tell them what you always say.
Piss off?
No. What? Okay. Well, the first, that's the second thing you say. First one is about your dreams.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes your dreams are stupid.
But that's
not unlike yourself.
Yeah, kids, it's a good chance your dream ain't coming true. So get used to waking up and hating life for 40 years.
It's got nothing to do with.
Good morning. That's our get up day.
Falling down and getting up. Your dreams are stupid. It's an entirely separate category.
Well, but it says, and share personal stories of perseverance and blah, blah, blah.
Yes,
that.
Pick yourself up.
Sometimes your dreams are stupid.
When you've fallen down, no matter the reason.
Yeah, people don't want to hear your stories of perseverance.
No, we don't take that call.
Yeah, I always
we don't want that call. And I guarantee there's a mom radio station doing that all morning. That's what they decide to do. And the hosts are crying.
People don't want to hear your tale.
Fat mom's hanging up.
Your tale of triumph.
I love you.
Well, now, maybe if some guy was trying to get a girl for years and she finally came around or something, I don't know.
That doesn't happen.
Finally, she finally gave it up.
Yeah, that's true. If you stalk a girl for years, they'll eventually love you.
No, not stalking.
If they say no forever in the hallway, they'll eventually say yes. Good luck with that.
Not stalking.
Good luck with that. So put your phones down. Do not call us with your personal stories of perseverance. Call someone who cares.
We always respond so well to those inspiring stories, you know?
That's what we are.
Those people that make a difference, you know?
Craig Evans making a difference. We've always hated that story that was on the nightly news. It just made no sense to
us. Just hate that. Not,
I always hated making a difference. Shut up.
I watched the ABC news.
That happened after the, when did that happen? That started after 9/11, didn't it? When everybody was more introspective, and then it turned into like stories of nothing.
I don't know. Yeah. It's been going on for as long as I can remember.
Now the ABC calls it America Strong at the end of it. It's just stupid.
I can't click
feel
away.
Good.
I can't
America Strong.
I can't click away quick enough on those stories. No,
you can go catch the end of some other program in those last 5 minutes.
I'd rather do that.
Does NBC do something cute at the end?
Yes, they all do it. They have different names for them.
CBS now?
Yeah.
Because CBS actually used
CBS, I think, is the one that started making a difference.
No.
What do they do at the end?
I remember one time.
They still do something, but it's not always as bad as the others.
Yeah. But it's still titled with the same thing.
It's still horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at one time, CBS used to just get like what Bob Schieffer was the anchor. He just used to give you a news story.
Yeah, but that was years ago.
It didn't have to be coming in some neat little package. No. So here's a happy story.
Schieffer didn't play that. He was a hard ass. I love that dude.
Yeah. He didn't want to play any.
Schieffer seems like the guy like us. Like, keep your inspiring story.
I wish Schieffer was on now. He'd be great when it comes to Trump. He would just say anything. Because he would hate him. You know that. He's a smart man. Sorry. I apologize. But it's true. Like, you knew he would hate him, you know. Especially because he attacks the media and Schieffer's an old school news guy.
Old school news
guy.
He
just tells the truth no matter what.
Yeah.
He don't care. He don't play. So Craig Evans making the difference. Get up.
Yeah, today's get up day and
start
persevere and crap.
Except for in our city, it's about 16 degrees, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
At least my car said 16.
There's no credible security threat to Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis.
That's good.
Too cold.
That's what ISIS said.
Yeah.
ISIS said too cold.
Don't tell me. That's not a fact.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's not cold. That's too cold.
Remind me an old bit of a friend of ours you should do. Carl. Remember Carl, comedian buddy Carl? He would do that bit about how gang members wouldn't do drive-bys in the winter because of the snow. You know, it was a great bit. And crime does go down when it's cold and snowy.
Well, it makes sense.
Because nobody wants to go outside.
It makes sense.
You're just house partying.
I haven't checked the stats, but I would imagine like during a blizzard, there's probably not a lot of break-ins.
But once again, it's too cold for ISIS. They're not used to that weather anyway. Not that bitter Minneapolis stuff. No.
They're looking for counterfeit tickets and counterfeit merchandise.
All right.
President Trump will not be giving an interview on Super Bowl Sunday.
Because it's not Fox and Friends. It'd be an NBC employee, probably Lester Holt, and it'd be actual questions. And he doesn't do that with regular journalists.
It's only been the last decade that has been a presidential tradition.
Yeah, I never watched it either. But
no,
but there were some tough questions, though. There were always tough questions.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen now.
NBC says the invitation remains open if President Trump will change his mind. Nobody sees that happening ever.
No, he's not.
I never watched any of those.
Neither did I. But they were really, they had some tough questions. It wasn't like all. It wasn't feel good crap. I remember Bush doing it and Obama doing it.
I try to avoid as much Super Bowl pregame as I can.
I'm going to completely avoid it this year because it's just going to be me and my son, probably my daughter and my wife are going to be out of town for some softball. They might not get back in time, so I'm just planning on just turning on the TV when a kickoff happens.
Yes.
Oh, because I never liked any pregame in any sport anymore.
It's unnecessary.
Yep. It's the same talking heads saying the same
crap. I'm not wagering.
No. Give me the kickoff. Give me the kickoff.
Let's get to the ball game. Right.
And then even then, it's going to suck because I hate both
teams. I'll actually be ignoring some of the game itself because I'll be in the air.
That's right. Stoned or flying?
Both.
There you go. That's the answer.
I might watch a little of it in the Houston airport.
What time's your flight? Are you flying to Houston first?
No, Phoenix to Houston and then home. I don't know what time we fly out.
All I know is that if things hold true, Todd will get in at about 2 a.m.
Yes, he will.
Which is generally the way his flights go.
Right.
I'm delayed. I'll be in at 3:30.
Well, if you fly out late, you're delayed. That's just the way stuff works anymore, flying.
It's like a mid-afternoon flight, but no, Puss is probably right.
Yeah, you're still.
That's how it always works.
You just seem to catch those flights. That Sunday night, everything's delayed. I'm getting in at 2 a.m. flight.
I just do that direct flight to Phoenix all the time. That's what I do. When you can. There's like two
not
flights.
Not available.
There's two flights a day.
I know, but this one wasn't available.
Okay.
Oh, it was, but like for $600.
Oh, okay. You get $600. You just don't want to part with it.
Not times two.
Oh, yeah, screw that. I know that feeling.
And lodging.
Oh, I always say, the family wants to go. Oh, then
yeah,
we won't.
Yeah, I got other people.
Damn it.
Can't afford that one.
Mm-mm. Unless you just bring your emotional peacock. I saw a picture of that peacock in the airport, by the way. It was freaking huge.
Yeah.
It's average-sized peacock.
Yeah, Craig did the story.
Adult-sized peacock.
One was turned away because she wanted to bring her emotional support peacock.
Yeah. They're big birds.
Yeah, and it was standing at the airport right by the TSA, and they said, empty your pockets to the peacock.
Did anybody
you got any papers on
email you the sound of a peacock yet, Craig? Did that not come in yet?
No.
No. I did not. That
are
did
you
not
familiar
happen.
With the sound of a peacock?
There
I
is.
Have been
That's
to
it.
The zoo.
Yeah, because it's not that at all.
They walk around
at
the zoo, and you hear the hideous cries of the damn peacocks from time to time.
It does. It sounds like a screaming woman.
And that's a hideous cry, apparently.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's like when you're chasing somebody and they scream. That's how it sounds.
If you say so.
It's like a woman's running
from you.
And then
she screams.
It's like a woman's running from you and they scream. It's just like that. Guys.
Okay.
It's just like that.
I'll take your word for it.
Push told me it sounds like that. I don't want to give it up, but don't blame it on. Don't push it on me.
Leslie Jones is going to cover the Olympics. She's going to Pyeongchang, South Korea.
I read that she was a Olympic fanboy. That's what she loves the most.
She loves it.
I know, and I'm thinking, man, good for her, which is cool. I like Leslie Jones. She's very cool and funny as hell.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll give some. Maybe she'll have some personality in her reporting.
Very much so.
Because sports guys don't.
She's going to be attending live Olympic events and meeting athletes. Apparently, they figured this out a couple of years ago when she started tweeting and doing a live running commentary of the games in 2016. So they said, hey, you got something here. Come on, join us.
That's cool.
Oh, does that mean we're not getting SNL for like a month and a half because of this?
Oh, I forgot about that push. I was wondering why they're doing a bunch of news recently.
Super Bowl and then all the Olympics. That's probably at least 4 or 5 weeks without an SNL.
There's no SNL this week?
No, not on Super Bowl weekend. I doubt it. I don't know.
I thought it was Natalie Portman. I think it is a new one.
No, I think there is one.
It is a new one. This weekend's
but
new.
But I bet you this is the last one for a month.
It probably will be. Yeah.
Ah, that sucks.
That does suck. Might get snowboarding, dude.
Not as funny.
That's true. It is not as funny.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has tweeted a proclamation.
Oh, no, this can't be good.
Declaring this coming Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Stand for the flag Super Bowl Sunday.
What a dick. You're in South Carolina. We don't care what you say.
Yay, feel-good legislation.
Yay.
I ask that all South Carolinians show the world our state's resolute commitment
to
supporting our troops by standing for the national anthem wherever you watch the Super Bowl with your loved ones this Sunday.
Preface this by saying we love the troops, but standing for the flag has nothing to do with the troops.
He ended the tweet with the hashtag, I stand. And then there were a lot of reaction tweets to that.
I bet there was.
With the hashtag, take a knee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or how about hashtag, get a beer?
Yeah.
A lot of people will be doing that during the national anthem.
Or just sitting in their couch. They're not going to be standing up.
But as long as the governor
people don't stand up.
Says you should stand up.
I've never been anywhere, like a house party, I should say, where anybody's done anything during the national anthem.
Are you going to be judged? Will you be at a place?
No, I won't be anywhere. I'll be at my house.
Where you will be judged on whether or not you will stand. Now, there will be houses where you will be judged on whether or not you
stand. Guess what? I don't hang out with those people. I don't hang out with those people. Neither do you.
Not only but that, you Craig. Would. No, that's not true. Because at your house, you would judge them if they did stand.
No, I would just. It would just be. I wouldn't care.
You would go. What the hell are you doing?
Well, I would say that, but I wouldn't care either way. But it's never been a thought until a year ago.
No one does it.
Thank you. No one does it.
No one that I know, anyway.
And like I said, and PD Mac's right about the original stadium ones too. Half the time, I used to go to the bathroom during that. I got time before the game starts. I got to pee now. Go.
Yes.
And I wouldn't walk out during it, but I would make sure I was back in the concourse when it started.
Yeah.
I'd see him walking out. Say, oh, and I didn't feel un-American, and nobody yelled at me.
Hashtag getting nachos.
Right. Or get a beer.
No, there will also be bars where you will be judged.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
And there'll be some drunk.
Right. To the national anthem.
Oh, period. Geez.
If you don't take your hat off and have your hand on your heart and sing it out loud.
God.
You're the biggest piece of crap ever.
You are.
And you disrespect America.
You are.
What are you disrespecting America for?
So I saw this, speaking of disrespecting America,
last night.
Have you ever been to the World War II Memorial in D.C.? And I've been there. It's pretty cool. But it's a big pool in the middle. And it just says all the different states, big monuments all the way in a big circle, all the states that were, you know, that represented the United States during World War II. But it's a big pool in the middle. And I've seen people sitting there sometimes with their feet in it when it's hot. And I thought, well, that doesn't look that cool. But I didn't really care. I've been there once or twice. But there's a photo of, there's a little video of... some Hispanic-looking kids actually swimming in it, and with some American-looking kids, too, swimming in it. I shouldn't say American. White kids, because these kids are probably American.
Okay.
And they're swimming in it. They're like in the, and they're toddlers, and they're up to their ankles. Have you seen the memorial, at least on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I realize they probably shouldn't be doing that, but they're little kids. But the headline said, somebody put this on Facebook. This is why Facebook's horrible. I bet you, what would Hollywood say about this? I said, well, they probably say you probably shouldn't be swimming in the World War II Memorial. That was it. That was their comment. What would Hollywood say about this? I said, probably. Well, they're toddlers, you probably shouldn't be swimming in the World War II Memorial.
Please get out of the fountain.
That's why Facebook is horrible and people are horrible. Hitchhiker. Yeah,
just, given a choice, I'd say, yeah, probably don't do that.
A choice, but, you know.
I saw that, too, and I don't think it would have been a deal if there would have been a couple of brown kids.
Exactly. But then that person put it into one I saw. If you saw the meme I saw, which was, what would Hollywood say about this? Those liberals, they'd probably say, probably shouldn't swim in the moral, which is moral.
You know, you make a good point. It's not Facebook that's horrible. It's the people that are posting on Facebook that are horrible. Facebook is just the window for us to know.
It's a window to see
horrible.
How horrible people are. Right?
You know? We always like to say social media.
And whoever
is
shared
bad.
That, whoever shared it on my Facebook page, I just unfollowed because I don't know I unfollowed them.
The internet and social media could have been a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Yeah, but the people who contribute made it a horrible
thing.
They
did make it a horrible thing.
Well, you got to turn it into a weapon of war.
Oh, that's true.
Well, we like
everything
to
must be a weapon.
We like to blame Facebook and Twitter, but it's not their fault.
No, it's not.
It's the people that sign up for Facebook and Twitter.
We got to fight. And when we fight.
But follow us on Twitter. Twitter's actually, to be honest with you, actually it is better than Facebook.
We got to win.
But it still can be brutal, too.
Facebook is banning ads that promote misleading info about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I watched that documentary.
No, you didn't.
All right.
No, you didn't.
So Netflix.
So Facebook looking out for digital cryptocurrency scams.
Got it. Yeah, I got some
good luck with that.
I got some cryptocurrency. You want to buy it, Craig? Here it is.
Yeah,
it's an email I send you. It's $40.
It's called.
Keep that email. It's worth $40. I'll call you tomorrow and say, "Oh, it's down 20."
It's down 40.
It's down.
Buy one. It's down 40.
It's down 40. You want to buy more? It's going to come back. It's going to bounce back. Todd and Tyler currency is available now. Just we'll send you an email. Send us $40. Don't, by the way. I'm guessing most people wouldn't, but I don't want to get in trouble for getting $40 in the mail.
This woman had a good idea out of North Carolina, a hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
Shea Yearwood got busted. She was.
Did they name the kid that way? Because is that a Yearwood? Yeah, she a Yearwood. That's like a neck thing to say about somebody. Yeah, she a Yearwood. He is too. He a Yearwood. Is her brother he a Yearwood?
She a Yearwood.
How's it pronounced? I mean, or spelled?
Shea.
Shia. Now I know it's Shea because I looked this
it's
up
Shea.
And I
oh,
listened to her pronounce her own name.
Okay.
What'd she do? What did Shea?
Because that's the same way, isn't Shia LaBeouf's name?
Yes.
Oh, it is spelled the same.
Yeah, okay. But I actually listened to this woman pronounce her own name.
All right.
She was going through a rough custody battle, arrested for violating a protective order.
All right. Okay.
Instead of running from law enforcement when they came to pick her up, she finished up her braids and makeup.
Oh.
And
is she a black chick?
Yeah, she is.
All right.
And she went, knew she was going to have to get her mugshot taken. She got her braids looking all good and whatnot. She had the mugshot taken. It was put out there for everybody and their brother to see. And after her release, she beat everybody to the punch and retweeted her mugshot, her own mugshot, with the hashtag braids by Shea. Because she noticed that a couple of people had actually commented on her picture saying, "Oh, where'd you get those braids done?" She came on and said, "Oh, I did that myself." So she reposted her own mugshot.
And they said, "Can I get an appointment?" She said,
"Yes."
She said,
"Not the day." I think we all would if we had a good looking mugshot.
No, this worked out. She's getting she's getting a lot
you
of business
go,
out of that.
You go, girl.
You could have just gone to JCPenney and got your picture taken and put that on Facebook.
No, it's much more fun to do it in a mugshot.
Yeah, this is a lot more effective. And a much better story.
Scabs by meth. I've seen that on the head.
It's one of those tales of triumph.
Right. That is a tale of triumph.
That we like so much.
And perseverance.
Yeah.
Shea, give us a call.
Yeah. Can she? Is she in jail still?
No, she can call.
Yeah. Not the day.
She's busy.
She is.
She's busy. Braden.
Too busy.
Busy Braden.
She is booked up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.